provided award-winning client service for 6 years in a row.
Roger that, QL1. It's nice to know they're out there, wherever they are.
Detroit Control. They're in Detroit. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
The Senate is set to vote on gun laws today. Democrats used the recent Orlando mass shooting as a reason to rush legislation. California Senator Dianne Feinstein told CBS Face the Nation her proposals could have stopped the attack.
Omar Mateen would have been picked up by this. He was under investigation. There is a part of our bill that would cover him as well.
But the measures will likely fail to hit the 60-vote threshold needed to move forward. Two are aimed at expanding background checks. But the GOP added two measures aimed at protecting gun owners' rights and focusing more attention on terrorism. Tens of thousands of people in Orlando are remembering last week's deadly terror attack at a gay nightclub. A candlelight vigil was held in the city yesterday, 1 week after the massacre that left 49 dead and 50 injured. A federal judge in Connecticut is hearing arguments on whether a gun maker can be sued in connection with the Sandy Hook massacre. Gun companies argue they are immune from being sued for the actions of people who buy their products. This is USA Radio News.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
It's no secret it's hot in Arizona, but Sunday's temperatures were so extreme, a plane en route from Houston to Phoenix was forced to turn around. USA's Russ Jones reports.
It was a record high for June 19th in Phoenix at a whopping 118 degrees. The National Weather Service says the temperature could be around the same today. Back in 1990, when Phoenix recorded its all-time high of 122, all flights out of the airport were grounded. I'm Russ Jones.
House Speaker Paul Ryan is telling Donald Trump the kind of campaign he would like to see. He says he believes Trump should unify people, and he told NBC's Meet the Press that Trump can run that type of campaign, but the question is whether he will choose to do so. Ryan has endorsed Trump despite voicing opposition to a proposal for a temporary ban on Muslim immigration. Vice President Joe Biden is expected to attack Donald Trump's foreign policy today. He will speak at a conference in Washington. CNN has obtained parts of the prepared remarks, which will include addressing Trump's proposed Muslim ban and his desire to use torture during terror interrogations. The Cleveland Cavaliers are the NBA champions. They beat the Golden State Warriors last night 93-89 to win Game 7 and claim the team's first ever NBA title. LeBron James was named MVP. This is USA Radio News. I'm Kelly Sloan. For more news, we're on the web at usaradio.com.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County. The weather today, this afternoon, is sunny with a high near 90. Southwest winds around 7 miles an hour. Tonight, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 1 a.m. Partly cloudy with a low around 64. Southwest winds 5 to 8 miles an hour. And there's about a tenth of an inch chance of rain, you know, accumulation. Tuesday, chance of showers and thunderstorms before 9 a.m. Then a slight chance of showers between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. Then a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. So it's going to be raining most of the day. I mean, you know, come on. Northwest winds 5 to 8 miles an hour. And new rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch, except higher amounts possible during the thunderstorms. Tuesday night, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. And it'll be partly cloudy with a low around 56. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 83. Light northwest winds becoming west 6 to 11 miles an hour in the morning. And Wednesday night, a slight chance of showers after 3 a.m. and partly cloudy with a low around 59. The chance of precipitation for Wednesday night is 20%.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat. Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Hunterdon Medical Center's Hour, compliments of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. The Hunterdon Medical Center is a well-known hospital in the area, in Hunterdon County, and this is their hour. And I'm Larry Cartwright, your host, and I have with me Grace Buchanan.
Hello and welcome.
Who is going to be my co-host in training right now. And we are very privileged to have with us Jen Magro. Who is, did I say that right? I did. Okay.
You did a great job.
Right. I'm two for two now because I said it right before we got on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Who is a personal trainer, correct?
Yes.
With the Health and Wellness Center, which is, there are two gymnasiums owned by the hospital. And I always ask, and this is not on your list of questions.
Oh, you're going to fool me, huh?
Yeah, right from the beginning. Yeah.
This isn't fair.
No, it's an easy question. I'm just curious because I always am. I ask guests, how do you get into this line of work? I mean, I know some people have said, well, I've always wanted to do it since I was a kid, yada, yada. And others, like me, said, I got four kids, a mortgage, car payments, and I needed a job, you know. So, but how, you know.
How did I get into this line of work?
How did you get into this line of work?
Well, I've always been a fitness enthusiast, always been, you know, very, very conscious about staying in shape. And when I reached a certain point in my career, I was actually a social worker. I have a master's degree in social work and worked in a psychiatric hospital for a number of years. And then I had a point in my life that I had the opportunity to make a switch. And, you know, if I ever wanted to make the change to this career, it was do it then or, you know, never. So I took the plunge and I started teaching group fitness classes and slowly worked my way into the fitness business as my career. Became a personal trainer and I've been doing it ever since and love it. And I think because of my background of helping people and finding, you know, that as part of my life, but then putting it together with fitness, just it kind of all came together and it's a great thing.
You know, it's ironic because the previous hour show is NAMI's show, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, which Grace and I host. And I have
we have four children, like I said, but my youngest son has schizophrenia. So it's kind of ironic that you were a social worker, worked in a psychiatric hospital and stuff. You know,
isn't it?
It's almost like, you know, this is ironic, you know.
And I'll
it's
tell
a
you,
small world.
It sure is. And had I had this background while I was at the hospital, I really would have promoted fitness and, you know, physical activity as, you know, a component of treatment for people with mental illness, because I think it's vitally important for people emotionally and physically.
Yeah. It's ironic because I've been doing this show for the mental health the hour prior to the medical center show. I've been doing it for a little over 5 years, and I've had people on from various psychiatric hospitals, and that's what they said. Mm-hmm. You know, physical therapy, mm-hmm. by actually doing exercise and art therapy, music therapy, worked fantastic to help people, you know.
Really, it's yeah. so true. You know, it all comes together, you know. We are human beings, and you know, we are one. You know, our whole body works together as one, and
sure.
You know, it's important to treat the entire body, not just one piece.
Yeah, I agree. Sometimes it's difficult.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, since this used to be my chest, and now it's over my belt. But
I learned during a hip diagnosis that it was my first time going to physical therapy,
mm-hmm.
and I learned that many people are afraid of training and exercise, and you find out that it's small increments, and that seems to remove the fear. How do you address that with...
I know, like, some of your questions on the list had to do with, you know, what is a typical regime that I take people through, and... You know, the reality is it's individual for every single person. And every person that walks through the door, we look at them, you know, I look at them from, you know, where they're at. And some people maybe, you know, they're striving to complete a marathon. Other people are just barely getting themselves in the door. So, you know, in terms of, like, how often would I want them to exercise, It all starts from where the person is. And the bottom line is, everyone, all you need to do is just get yourself moving. That's number one. I tell people all the time, get an activity tracker. It can be, you know, a little pedometer that costs $12. It can be an iWatch that costs $400. It doesn't matter. Something that tracks what you're doing so you have some idea of your movement within a day. And that's step one for a lot of people.
And, you know, it's ironic because, like I said to the guest that was on prior, if you do it for 2 minutes, that's 2 minutes more than you were doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
even, you know, as a start, you know.
It's so true. And then, right, and we're all at a different level.
Right.
You know, frequently I'll get people and put them on the elliptical machines. And there they can be difficult. And if somebody who's brand new, and, you know, I say, don't worry about if you can't last more than 2 minutes, that's 2 minutes more than you did yesterday.
Exactly.
So, and tomorrow you try to do 2 minutes. And the next week maybe you're up to three. But there's no set, you know, nothing that says somebody has to get on the elliptical and has to do 30 minutes.
When you get someone to come in and is inquiring about, you know, joining, et cetera, or they have joined, you do I want to call it a test, but, mm-hmm. you know, pre-test to find out what they're capable of prior
right.
to doing it, right?
Well, we offer a number of different, we call them appointments, so we have mm-hmm. a wellness plan, we have a fitness assessment, and also an orientation. So the wellness plan would be the most basic, where really we would just, you would come in, I would sit down with you and say, so Larry, you know, what brought you in here today? What are your goals? How about, you know, does your body have you been in physical therapy? How are your shoulders feeling? How about your back? I'd find out where you're at physically.
Okay.
What's your experience been with exercise? And then, you know, what you see yourself exercising, but what do you like to do? Do you see yourself going in the pool? Do you see yourself, again, getting on that elliptical? Are you striving to go do a triathlon? You know, so, and then we start from that level of where you're at, what your goals are, what you want to achieve, and then we start to take those steps and implement those steps to get you to your ultimate goal. From the wellness plan, we move on to a fitness assessment. And during the fitness assessment,
to tell you about that.
So the fitness assessment, we then go a little deeper. I always make sure to tell people we will be doing testing in this body composition. We look at your height, weight, your body fat, your body measurements. We may do a cardiovascular test. I liken it to a really basic stress test that you would do at your cardiologist's office that's much more advanced. But we would be looking at, you know, when we put your heart and your cardiovascular system under a little more stress, what happens to your heart rate and to your blood pressure? And do we see those things moving in a direction that we would expect? Then we may do some strength and flexibility. We will look at push-ups, maybe some crunches. There's where, right? Is that where? Go ahead. Come and tell us what happened.
Went to this fitness, and young man that was doing it, you know, he says, all right, he says, why don't you do sit-ups? So I did some. So I do push-ups, did some. Did jumping jacks, okay, did that. He says, can I ask you a personal question? I says, sure. He says, when was the last time you exercised? I says, well, let's see. I came back from Vietnam in 65. Yeah, it was about that. And he just went, oh, my God. I says, well, you asked. I told you the truth.
That's all right. Being truthful.
He started laughing. You know, he says, I'm sorry I asked. I says, I am too, but, you know, you asked.
You know what? It's not uncommon, though, for us to see people coming in, you know, at 30, 40, 50, 60, you know, just starting to exercise. Yeah. But that's the great thing about exercise and movement. You can start it at any age. I have a client right now she just turned 95 months. And God bless her. She is doing awesome. And then, so the other appointment that we do as well is we know that, again, we may be talking about people who have never been in the gym, and even people who have, maybe they just want to be able to get a good handle on our machines and how they work and, you know, be taught by somebody who's an expert in the field. So the orientation, we usually take the person through some of our strength training machines.
Right.
Yeah. And we also can do personalized as well. Spinning classes. I teach spinning classes. Mm-hmm. And that's talk about intimidating. A lot of people don't want to come into spinning because, oh, my God, like those people are so hardcore. And so we can take somebody through a spinning orientation. So I can take you individually, show you how the bike moves, show you how to make it through that first class, you know, by keeping that resistance a little bit
without
lighter.
Having a heart attack, right?
Exactly. Yeah, so we can do that with spinning, with yoga, with strength training, with the pool. So we offer a lot of opportunities to help people really get their feet in the water, mm-hmm. you know, and get started.
And, yeah, obviously you have to take in some of their limitations. Like, I had both my knees replaced.
Absolutely.
So there's certain mm-hmm. things I can't do. Like the doctor doesn't want me to do.
Of course.
The elliptical is one of them.
Yeah. You know? Yep.
He says, walk, but you walk around a track where it's level. You mm-hmm. know? And my wife, she's one of these walkers, and we live in the country, obviously, in the woods, and, you know, and our streets are, you know, up and down and up and down. And so one day she says, why don't you come walk with me? I said, okay. Well, she walks fast. I walk slow. I'm gasping for breath by the time we're getting close to coming back. And I said to the doctor the next time I saw him, you know, he says, well, he says, was it level? And I says, no. He says, you got titanium for knees now. He mm-hmm. says, you know, you can't walk up and down hills. You're not going to be mountain climbing. Mm-hmm. He says, so walk on a track or walk on level ground, you know. He says, and you can walk, but so, you know, I know they have a track, you know, in Clinton anyway, so I know that.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to walk around there, you know.
Yep.
But
it's very, I mean, we actually have a very close relationship with physical therapy because in both of our facilities, we have physical therapy departments right there. So the physical therapists and the trainers work pretty closely together, and frequently we will have people come from physical therapy right to the wellness center. So we, you know, we work with people with knee replacements, with shoulder replacements, with back surgeries, you know, and the trainers, most of the trainers have a lot mm-hmm. of knowledge. Some people, maybe more. We have one trainer who's very knowledgeable about backs. His specialty is backs. You know, I dabble in nutrition a lot. So, you know, I have that. So everybody kind of has some of their more special right. Right. areas as well.
Yeah, I went to physical therapy in Clinton
mm-hmm.
for, you know.
Right, right.
You know. So, you know, and then they, after a while, they'd say, all right, go out and go on this machine and go on that machine, you know, in the gym part, you know.
That's
to,
it. Yeah. So, yeah. Yep, because after you have those kinds of surgeries, you want to keep your muscles strong.
Right.
You know,
right.
and keep the range of motion. And
mm-hmm. if, say someone wants to have a private lesson, they can do that, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how long do they normally last?
So personal training can vary. So, again, those couple of appointments I told you about a little while ago, like the wellness plan, the
right.
fitness assessment, those all come with the membership.
Right.
And then from that, if somebody feels like they need a little more hands-on, then they can sign up for personal training. So we have – all of the trainers have biographies mm-hmm. that are listed. So somebody can browse through those and say, oh, you know, that person looks like they have, you know, the skill set that might work well with me. I'd like to try to work with that person. If they don't have somebody in mind, we have a request form. And they can fill that out, and then our fitness supervisor will find a trainer to work with that person. And people can sign up for a single session, and we do half hour or hour sessions. They can also sign up for packages of 10 sessions. On those, there's a little discount. And those can be half hour or mm-hmm. an hour as well.
Do they still have the pictures on the wall?
We
in Clinton
do, yeah. mm-hmm. Our pictures
See,
are there.
I used to go there. I was See? Serious.
You weren't kidding. You
no,
really
I
were
No, I wasn't
there.
Kidding. I really was there.
We have them on the wall in White House yeah. and in Clinton.
Oh, I didn't know about White House. Mm-hmm. I only did in White House one time, I think, initially. But,
yeah, yeah, we're up
yeah, because
there, too.
What you know, Clinton wasn't built. Yeah, it was still building it when...
Right, yeah. Clinton is going on, I think, 8 years.
Now, yeah.
In October,
like
I think we're
right.
8 years. Yeah.
So those are the two locations, Clinton and White House?
Those are the two.
And yeah. some people come by referral from a doctor?
There is there are two ways in which a doctor would get involved. Every person who joins has to fill out a pre-activity screening form. There are certain markers on that form that will trigger the need for us to require consent from a person's physician before they can start exercising. And the other way is there is a medical referral form for which a doctor, and our membership coordinator knows a little more in detail about that. Somebody can, if somebody's inquiring, they can ask for Clinton. Karen is our membership coordinator, and in White House it's Robin. And that prescription entitles them to a discounted membership for a certain number of months.
Right.
Same thing when somebody comes out of physical therapy as well.
And when someone, how can I say this? If someone has a medical problem that they can't exercise, they can get a, what do they call it, like a leave of absence for lack of a better word
mm-hmm.
From their membership, right?
Yes.
And they can pick up when they can come back. Right.
Absolutely. Okay. So if somebody is already a member and they've joined and they're going along and then something happens that their doctor does not want them to exercise for a certain period of time, we have what we call a medical freeze. And all we need is a note from the doctor mm-hmm. and we'll put their membership on freeze. And as soon as they're ready to come back, the doctor can authorize them to return.
And they also used to have, I don't know if they still do or not, but if someone's going away for a long period of time, like vacation for 6 weeks in Europe or something, they can have the same thing, a freeze put on it.
They do. We have that as well. That freeze, there's a cost to that. It's $15 a month. But it's nominal compared to what it would cost to have to continue your membership for that amount of time.
Right, right.
What is the average cost per month to just someone with no insurance coverage? And does insurance cover some of this?
You know, it's funny. So insurance, I personally see that down the road, the whole medical industry is going to eventually, it's going to take a number of years, but that's going to start to change because they are beginning to see people as not just you are Larry with high blood pressure, but you are the whole person, Larry. And in order to control your high blood pressure, you know, we would be looking at a multifaceted approach. Mm. Your diet, mm-hmm. your way of living, exercising more and all of those things. So I see that happening down the road, that insurance may become more of a factor, but right now it's not.
Right.
So right now the cost, and again, don't quote me on these because I'm not, but I believe the cost in White House is $67 a month, and I believe it's $10 more in Clinton. Yeah. And I may be a little
bit off,
but I think I'm relatively close.
Right.
Yeah, but if anyone who's interested in joining or just checking it out, you can come in at any time that we're open. We can take them for a tour and then give them all the membership information.
What does the membership cover? Participation in
everything.
Classes?
Everything.
Oh,
yes.
Everything.
The membership to the membership itself is a membership to everything that's at the Wellness Center, except for there are a few things, and people would know some we call them specialty classes. Right. We have like a meditation class, a functional movement class. So there are a few specialty classes like that would be extra. Personal training would be extra, but the membership itself is to all the class, most of the classes.
Like your spin classes.
Yep, that's part of it.
That's
included.
Right.
Uh-huh. The pool.
Right.
The machines.
The women used to go to a class during the day in that room in Clinton. I can't think of what.
Zumba.
Yeah, there you go. That's it. I couldn't think of it. That, you got it.
And do you have silver sneakers equivalent for elderly?
We have a Zumba Gold class. I'm pretty sure there's one, and we do have a number of senior-based classes. We have senior yoga. We have senior fitness. We have senior size.
Right.
So there are a number of senior classes, not the actual Silver Sneakers program. We offer the Les Mills program as well. So we have a number of their programs, body combat, body pump, body step, body attack, yoga. We have a number of yoga classes, Pilates classes, aqua. There are mm-hmm. our specific arthritis classes as well in the pool.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
The pool is in Clinton is cool. They, you know, they have the therapy pool and the regular pool, and then they had other thing. I forget what they call
it. The hot tub.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Clinton has that. White House has a pool. It's a little smaller than the Clinton pool. We have a nice hot tub there that we recently had replaced and renovated. Got a little waterfall coming down, so and both of the pool areas have windows. They're nice and bright.
Right, they are.
Yeah, it's
and they have lifeguards all the time.
A lifeguard's always, always, always a lifeguard on.
Yeah,
that's right.
I just throw that in there because
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
speaking from experience, you know,
absolutely. Yep. No lifeguard, the pool can't be open.
Right,
it has to have a lifeguard.
Now, someone works out fairly regularly, put it that way. How will a personal trainer help?
So, yeah, I that was a great question, by the way, because, you know, you think, well, I work out all the time. Why do I need a personal trainer? And the most important reason for anyone to have a personal trainer for any length of time, and again, it varies so much for each person. people that for personal training for them is more of a consistency. I have an appointment with somebody, so I have to be there. For other people, it's to keep their technique and their form. So let's take that person that you mentioned. They work out all the time. They go to classes. They have a routine that they do. However, a personal trainer can benefit them in by way of assessing their movement patterns, you know, looking at mm-hmm. just some of the most basic things like squats, you know, and even just doing like a bicep curl and an overhead press, and looking at the person's form as they do the exercise, talking to them about core bracing, about multifunctional movements,
right,
and really
right.
working on form and technique and also variety, because people tend to as well get in the habit of, I come in, I have my 8 machines that I do, and I do 3 sets of 15 on each machine, boom, 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 down the line, and I'm done. And that's great. They're moving. They're keeping their body, you know, strong. But our bodies are very, very good at responding to whatever we give them. And we're really good at getting used to things. Okay, when it comes to exercise, we want to change it up a little bit because, you know, we go to do that one machine and the body goes, oh, yeah, I know how to do that. Okay, up and down,
right.
Whereas, hey, how about if we take that bicep curl machine that you're doing? Let's stand up. Let's use some free weights with it. Why don't we lift one leg up and add a little balance and a little core strengthening to it? So, you know, everybody can learn a little bit more by using a personal trainer. And that can be, somebody could use a personal trainer once a month. They could be with somebody 3 times a week. It varies mm-hmm. so much in terms of what would be helpful for any given person.
Now, isn't it true that, I may be mistaken, but isn't it true that you would prefer them not to do the same exercises every day? Like, say for argument's sake, you do mm-hmm. 6 on this, you know, on these machines today, doing cardio and stuff, and then you go and do 6 on these machines tomorrow, and then the following you can go back and
right, yeah. What you're
variate it a little
uh-huh.
bit. Yeah.
So what you're getting at is not working the same muscle group day in and day
right.
out.
Right.
So when you look at the physiology of strength training, and this refers more to strength training than cardio. You could get mm-hmm. on, and you know, a person could get on and do their elliptical 7 days a week. Again, it's nice to
right.
vary, and it's nice to cross train. But cardiovascular exercise you can do every day. Strength training, on the other hand, when we do strength training, so let's take again the bicep curl because it's just kind of, I think, easy for people to conceptualize.
Right.
Okay, if we are using enough weight that by the end of our session, our biceps are fatigued, that means that what we've done is cause little tears inside the muscle. Okay, over the next day, the body is working on repairing, and as the body repairs those little tears, the muscle gets stronger. But if we go, you know, Monday, and we do that, and then Tuesday we follow up and we do that again, we can overwork that.
Right.
So we want to give them a little bit of time in between.
Yeah.
And that, yeah, that's a good question. That's what you were what
right.
you were getting
yeah,
at.
I
yep.
didn't say it as eloquently mm-hmm. as you did, hey, you know.
but which does bring up another point, which is when we strength train, we want to feel, we want to be able to feel that we've done something. So again, it's not so much just I do 3 sets of 15 and I'm done, but by the time I'm done, do I know what I did? Do I know which muscles I just utilized in that? The next day, do I feel a little something in those muscles? Can I tell that I've actually mm-hmm. had a workout the day
right.
before?
Right. And it's, do you find that, say for argument's sake, somebody like myself who has trouble with an elliptical and treadmill because of my knees and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So they tell me, you know, ride the bike. Do you find that you ride the bike for X amount of miles or time. Then you do the machines and then go back and ride the bike again for whatever, a couple miles or whatever the case may be. And then you vary the machines the next day, but you still ride the bike. Is that proper or?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you certainly can do it that way. So ideally, when a person starts a workout, they should always start a workout with some kind of a warm-up. We don't want to just run into the gym.
Right.
Unless we've been, you know, maybe we jog to the gym, you know, that, and I do have people that walk. I have, but we do want to do some kind of a warm up just to get the blood flowing, get the body mm-hmm. warm. So the muscles are warm. So that could be a person's 20 to 30 minutes of cardiovascular exercise all at one time onto the machines. Or it could be, you know, a 5 to 10 minute warm up onto the machines and then back to the bike for maybe another 20 minutes or so. And that kind of is going to depend on where a person is. You know, because sometimes I will get people come in and you know, maybe after even 10 minutes on a cardiovascular machine, they've had enough. So then that's okay, do the 10 minutes. Go and do a little bit of strength training. And if you have it in you to do a little bit more, that's great. Oh, generally, for cardiovascular health, we look at, you know, a good 20 to 30 minutes. So if I have somebody who is at a great weight loss is not an issue for them, then I would look at 20 to 30 minutes of cardiovascular exercise just for maintenance of and strengthening of the cardiovascular system, and then strength training on top of that. If somebody's looking at weight loss, you know, for a goal, then I'd probably look at a little bit longer for a cardio session.
Okay.
Again, which could be broken up. There's a lot of new research too showing, you know, that even 3 times a day, even 3 10-minute bursts of exercise in a day can be very helpful. So, you know, I hate to see people say, well, I don't have 30 minutes or an hour, so I guess I just can't work out today. I'd rather see, well, all right, I can fit in 10 minutes here. I can fit in 10 minutes there. And then maybe I could go for a walk after dinner tonight, being that it's summer and it's nice and it's light out.
Would you address the emotional component and the dropout rate and how I'm sure you're familiar with the cycle. People sign up all enthusiastic and they're gone in 2 months. Maybe you could talk to that.
Yeah, that's that is tough. And it's, you know, not everybody likes exercise. And that's why it's so important for a person to not feel pinholed into doing one thing and feel like, well, everybody says that, you know, Tabata training is the thing to do, so I guess I have to do that. And if I don't do that, then I might as well not do anything. Think about it. It takes about 3 weeks to create 3 weeks. I think it's really more like 3 months to create habits. You know, and what we wanted, what ideally a person wants to be able to do is when they set out to start an exercise program, not set the goal too high. You know, everyone says, well, you should exercise every day. Okay, but if you're coming from not exercising ever, then every day is a really, really tall order. So maybe you set your goal, I'm going to try my best to get here 2 times a week.
Right.
Maybe, and it's 2 times a week for a half an hour, and that's it. And then once I get that, and I can get pretty consistent at that, then I can go, maybe I can add another day. So it's really important, I think, for people to look, as you said, from not just the standpoint of I need to do this because it's physically good for me and everyone says I have to, but looking realistically at what can you do and what will you be willing to do to be able to maintain. Because it is very frequent that people get started and within a couple of months, you know, drop out. And maybe it's at that point too where you're kind of feeling like, I don't know, you know, I'm not getting there as often. Maybe it's at that point you say, Maybe I should go in and have another orientation. Maybe I should look at, like, you know, a couple of those personal training sessions and see if I can find, you know, my place.
What would you say to the person who says, I'm all gung-ho and I'm worth spending the money? Mm-hmm. And then over time, they decide, this is extravagant. I'm not worth spending this much money. Can you address the budgeting and the mindset?
Well, how about this? Do you want to spend the money down the road? Because look at what's happening with healthcare. You know, we're all paying a lot more. So do you want to be spending the money down the road to go to the doctors right. more frequently, to pay for diabetes medications, for blood pressure medications, you know, to have to, you know, be treated for heart conditions and, you know, who knows, liver disease, what other
Whatever.
Kinds of, yeah. Right. So, you know, movement and exercise is proven to help to prevent a lot of diseases. You know, nothing is foolproof, but we know the research is out there. So, you know, what would you rather spend the money on?
Do you have any component that addresses that emotional and monetary image for people, issues for people who struggle to stay committed? It's easy to start mm-hmm. and it's hard to continue. Mm-hmm. Anything you do for that?
I think, again, I try also to get people involved. I find that group fitness, if a person gets connected in some way, right? So we've talked a lot about personal training. So if they get involved with a trainer, number one, because then you have somebody who you're accountable mm-hmm. to, somebody who's looking for you to be there, you know, every week, and then kind of also giving you something to do within the week and some guidelines. And then the other thing that I think is really beneficial is for people to get involved in group fitness. It's not for everyone, but group fitness classes tend to have a lot of camaraderie in them. You know, we have fun, we joke, we all get to know each other. I have a couple of my classes, we get together now outside of the gym. So it's more of, you know, it's now, oh, you know, everyone's going, well, where's so-and-so? And then you say, yeah. Oh, I better get to the gym because so-and-so is going to be there. And you have something to look forward to. You have a connection. So we make it not just this place where you go and torture yourself, but you also have a social life and a social component
right.
to it.
Right. When you start someone out, okay, whatever machines you're doing for them, do you start out like explaining to them, well, we're going to start out like 3 reps of 10 and then down the road, 3 reps of 12 and then 3 reps of 15? How do you do that?
I do it based on what the person's goals are. So if I have somebody who their goal is to get stronger and to bulk up, which is typically what we would see more with men. You know, more the younger guys, they want to, you know, they want to get big, they want to bulk up. Then what we're going to set them up with is more of a lower repetition, but a higher weight, right? Whereas with somebody who comes in and says, you know, I want to change my body composition, I want to lose some weight, I want to gain some muscle, but I don't want to get bulky, which tends to be more women are going to come in and say that, then I would look for them to be a higher repetition, you know, around that 12 mm-hmm. to 15, but a lighter rep.
Okay.
I mean, a lighter weight.
Right. Right. So you wouldn't start out doing 10 and then go up to 12 and then to 15 or whatever the case may be.
Not necessarily. If it's machines, then we would be able to adjust the weight on the machine. Mm-hmm. And I tend to look at more of a, again, 12 to 15 rep for me. But say I have somebody who we really need to work on the strength, and maybe we're just working with weights for right now, and maybe 10 repetitions is enough for them. Maybe,
right.
you know, we get to 8
right.
or 9, they go, oh, that's really hard. Then, you know, that's enough. Then mm-hmm. I would stop at that.
Okay. All right.
I'm sure some of our listeners are wondering if it's 67 or 77 a month, depending where you go.
Mm-hmm.
What is the extra cost to have a personal trainer once a week, for instance?
So once a week, the personal training sessions, a single session is $55 per session. And then that's for the hour. And then we sell them in a group, not a group, in a bundle of 10. 10 is $495. So it basically ends up being 9 for the price of 10.
Oh, okay.
Again, so we can factor that in. And then the half-hour sessions are a little less. They're 35. And then we also do semi-private sessions as well. So say you have a buddy. And again, these, they'd have to get in touch with the Wellness Center for the actual, I was going to bring the pricing sheet and I forgot, but I know, I think it's $80 for two people, you know, so that's then down to $40 per person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of the trainers do up to three people. Some, one of them might even do four people at a time. So
okay.
That, you know, that changes it too. That makes
sure.
It a bit more affordable.
Sure. What do you recommend somebody do in between sessions?
So
if they're, say they're not with a personal trainer,
mm-hmm.
they're just going and doing.
Okay. So if there's somebody who's coming in and I maybe have I do a fitness assessment with them and then an orientation, I get them all set up. So again, I want to find out from them. Number one, tell me what is realistic. I know in my mind what I think a person should do, but what I think a person should do and what somebody else's reality in their life is are two different things, right? So, you know, people have, you know, children, they have family members, they have jobs that, you know, they may not have an hour a day to devote to doing some kind of exercise. So again, my number one thing to everybody is move. If you have a desk job, you know, for example, us here, we could actually move our microphones up and we could stand while mm-hmm. we're doing this interview. So I try to get people to be very conscious about how much they're moving. From there, then I say to them, is it realistic? Can you fit in your schedule enough time to be able to get here and do a workout 4 to 5 times a week? They tell me, oh yeah, that's no problem. Then good. Let's set you out to do that 4 to 5 times a week, 45 minutes to an hour. Somebody says, you know, I'm just barely going to make it two. Then you set yourself out for 1 to 2. You got to start somewhere.
Right.
And you know, and then start with going through what I've given you here, especially if it's somebody new. I tend to like to put them on machines just because machines will help to keep a person's form. Then from there, we would move on to, you know, more functional things using, again, free weights and bands and balls and multi-joint, multi-muscle exercises.
And, you know, like we said before, regardless of how long they do it, if they hadn't been doing anything, whatever they're doing is better than not doing
mm-hmm.
anything. So,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yep. Any second that's off the couch or out of a chair is better than the one that's in the couch or in a chair.
You know, so if they only come for 15, 20 minutes and that's all they can squeeze in that day in the exercise, well, that's fine.
That's right.
That's more than what they've been doing, you know. Or
consequently,
it's just, you know.
I appreciate your realism. That's very encouraging.
Yeah, because I think people, and we are really hard on ourselves, right? And we're all, you know, we're really quick to bash ourselves and say, well, I'm not doing good and I'm not doing what I should do. And so I guess I just shouldn't. Whatever you're doing, if it's more than you were, you're doing, it's a step in the right direction.
Right, exactly. We have to take a quick break. You're listening to the Mental Health show. No, we're not. That was last week. That was last hour. It's 100 Medical Center Hour, and we'll be right back.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs. or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big Z of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Hunterdon Medical Center's Hour, compliments of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I'm Larry Cartwright, host, and our co-host is, what's your name? Grace, right? I'm only teasing Grace. We're very privileged today to have with us Jen Magro.
Three times in a row. Wow. Whoa. Today's your lucky day, but I'm going to go get a lottery ticket.
Yeah, it must be. Who is a personal trainer for the Hunterdon Medical Center's two gymnasiums, one in White House, New Jersey, and one in Clinton, New Jersey. And we were talking in the break, and you had mentioned something that you'd like to talk about or could talk about, so why don't we just jump right in and go ahead?
I said maybe we can kind of finish up with talking about the different methods of and types of exercise.
Sure.
So, you know, first and foremost, people typically know about cardiovascular exercise. And I mean, so many different ways that we can do cardiovascular exercise. I mean, we think of, we've mentioned that elliptical a number of times. But, you know, even at the gym, we have the different types of classes. There's spinning. We've talked about that. There's Zumba. There's a class called Shabam, which is kind of a fun dance class. And even dancing in general, that's cardiovascular exercise. So anything that, you know, brings your heart rate up, anything that makes you breathe a little heavier, anything, you know, that you start to sweat, you get warmer. Those types of exercise are
a good-looking trainer would do that.
You got to be moving a little bit.
I'm sorry. I had to throw that out. I'm sorry. Nothing personal. I didn't mean, you know.
So, yeah, and we can also measure that by looking at our heart rate. We have different devices. There's heart rate monitors. These new Fitbits and iWatches have heart rate monitors on them. And, you know, just make sure, too, that from a physical standpoint, when a person's starting, that's why we do have a pre-activity screening form. If there are if there's anything cardiovascularly or cardiopulmonary wise, we do need to have consent from the doctor for the person to be able to exercise.
Mm-hmm.
But then once we have that, and that's where that fitness assessment can come in very handy with the cardiovascular test too. One of the things we look in that to determine there is what should the person's heart rate be at when they're exercising. If you've ever been on a treadmill, you'll notice that they have sensors on them. And on the sensor, you can put your hands on the sensors and the treadmill will show the heart rate. Well, this then gives a person a measure. We may say, okay, based on the cardiovascular test that we did, we recommend your heart rate stay in the range of 140 to 155. And then the person, while they're on the treadmill, can utilize the sensors too. And then in terms of strength training, we mentioned the machines a lot, but we also have resistance bands. I'll use them a lot in my classes. And the great thing about the resistance bands, too, you can do almost a full body workout, and they are very portable. Imagine, you know, people who travel for business or even if you're going on vacation, good luck bringing a set of dumbbells with you on the plane. But it's very easy to put those resistance bands in your suitcase and carry them along with you. So those are great. We have Bozu trainers, so we use them for core stability. We will use free weights, and you know, the free weights are much bigger, and they don't usually use cables, so they're a little more freestanding. We'll use medicine balls, and we'll use even something called a bender ball, something gliding. There's all kinds of different. So a lot of ways, you know, for variety. And think even about Pilates and yoga. Those two forms of exercise utilize your body weights. And your body weight is great for strength training. So again, you know, you can, your body weight's pretty portable as well. You know, you go away, you can do push-ups, you can do squats, you can do crunches. And then flexibility, you know, I hate to see flexibility left out of there. It's very important after a session to stretch out. And I really like to, you know, incorporate yoga a couple of times a week. I think that can be very helpful for people as well.
If someone wanted to get an appointment with you, how would they go about doing that?
They could call either one of the wellness centers. Typically, I'm more so in White House, and their number is 908-534-7600. And they can call there and just leave their name and number, and I can give them a call back.
That would be great.
Mm-hmm.
Jen, I can't thank you enough. It was really a pleasure speaking to you. And I can't believe how fast the hour has gone by.
I know. You know? I agree. Well, it was very enjoyable. Thank you for having me.
I appreciate it. And we hope that you can come back again sometime.
Oh, I'd love to.
Thank you for the encouragement. I think you addressed a lot of concerns people have.
I hope so. I hope I helped to make that whole, maybe people who are thinking about making that transition, you know, to going from not being at a gym to joining one.
Exactly.
And, you know, the wellness center, we're very welcoming to everybody and very understanding. So hopefully that would
help
people.
Zero intimidation.
Exactly, exactly.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I haven't been there. I know that.
Good. You can attest to it.
I can attest to it. And we'll be back again next week, same time, same station. So enjoy the week and go to the gym.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
USA Radio News with Kelly Sloan.
The FBI has released limited transcripts of conversations between the Orlando shooter Omar Mateen and police. Special Agent Ronald Hopper says Mateen swore allegiance to ISIS.
The killer of 49 and the shooter of 53 others identified himself as an Islamic soldier who pledged allegiance to a terrorist organization which was bent on killing Americans.
But he says they will not release the 911 tapes. Major changes in Donald Trump's campaign today. The presumptive GOP presidential nominee has parted